Добрый вечер. Good morning. Good evening, everybody. We're youth is leading today, so you guys, let's давайте примем вечерю. Recognize Jesus for who He is, what He has done, and release the kingdom of heaven tonight in whatever form it looks like. Thank you for the faithful and loyal family members that we have in this house, God. Literally, it's amazing. I just want to give you honor and praise for that, Holy Spirit. Because you are the one that gives us strength. You are the one that gives us wisdom and clarity not to agree with deceptions that come our way. Holy Spirit, I just ask that it's your stage tonight. Lead the way, Papa. Lead the way. We just submit and surrender to you tonight. We want to see and hear the kingdom of heaven released. Our hearts being nourished. Our city being added to and built up in the spirit. And your protection, your presence, and your glory released all over these cities. King County. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for our lives. Thank you for our breath, God. Every time, thank you so much for my last season that I learned such a clarity that life and death is in your hands, and we as humans, we cannot do nothing about it. We just come in agreement with it, and we can enjoy life in your hands. Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you for your presence right now. I want to just ask that you touch every single heart right now, Lord. My sisters and my brothers that situations that are just hard or rough, Lord, I just ask that you bring nourishment into their heart right now. You bring courage. You bring strength right now into their hearts. Let your presence be released all over right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. Your kingdom be released right now in this place, my King. Let every single heart right now just focus on you, and so we can see you very clearly, what you are doing with our hearts, with our lives right now. This is our reset right now. We can just hear. We can just chill out, get completely disconnected from school, from work, from reality outside. Focus. We just choose right now to focus on you right now, Holy Spirit. We just choose to focus on you right now, Jesus. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our God. We want to glorify your name right now, Jesus. Jesus Christ. We want to exalt your name right now in this place. We want to release your presence right now in this place, because we know it echoes throughout our cities. There are voices go so much louder than this place and this house right here and right now. Holy Spirit, just take lead right now all over this place. Take lead right now in our hearts and our focuses. Holy Spirit, I just ask that every single distraction right now, every single worry, every single thing that is not focusing on God in our hearts right now be broken off and shut off right now. That our hearts be completely in sync and in harmony with your spirit right now. That we can just come into your presence right now. Be engulfed with your love. Be engulfed with your peace. And that we would start seeing with the eyes of our hearts right now clearly what is around us. We can start understanding our situations in different formats. we can start like seeing our brothers and our sisters in different moments. I just feel like we're missing every forgiveness heart right now. Don't let it sit there. Don't let it bug you. Just let it go. Forgive and forget. Let Jesus come and heal you and take care of your heart right now. Holy Spirit, thank you so much right now. Thank you for ministering for people, to people right now. Thank you so much for just bringing us into your presence so we can just come in alignment, Lord. Get refreshed and restored right now. Lead us deeper right now into your presence, into your love, into your goodness right now, Lord. We are here gathered in your name. To spend time with you right now, Jesus. Spend time with you, love on you, and be loved by you. That's what it's all about, Lord. Thank you so much for protecting us. Every single day you are protecting us, Papa, from this world. Even though we are in this world, but we are completely not of it, Lord. Because your presence and your spirit is all over on us, God. Thank you so much for being so faithful to us, God. Even when we have our moments when we fall out, when we doubt, when we are afraid, God. You never react on our emotions and whatever they look like in a moment, God. You're always faithful, you're always loving, and you always take care of us, Lord. In the smallest little simple things, God. There are moments that we catch it, but there are so many times that we just completely ignorant that we miss it. Your love for us, God. I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you come and you in sync every heart right now so we can literally start giving you glory for the little details of our life that you literally, you see forth and you see them coming too, God. That you align our hearts, Lord. It's all about our hearts being completely purified and completely belonging to you. Not to no enemy, not to this world, but completely to you, God. Thank you so much for working on our hearts, for working on our souls. Thank you so much for just purifying us, God. And that we can be attached to you, God. We can be addicted to you. We can be in love with you every single day of our lives, Lord. And not just talk, real life, God. We can walk out your kingdom. We can walk out in your presence and in your glory, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. Thank you for the manifestation, God, of your peace and your joy in every heart right now, Lord. I just ask that you minister to the ones, God, that really are brokenhearted and they need you the most right now, Lord. Strengthen them. Put courage in their hearts to keep on going and walking it out with you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We just come in agreement right now with what you have prepared for us, for this prayer to be released, God. Thank you so much that your faithfulness right now is taking over our hearts, Lord, so we can look at you, who you are. We can look at that mirror and we can start transforming and becoming in your image even right now, Lord, in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, let the manifest of your kingdom come in this place, God. We are so hungry to live, to walk out, God, your purposes that you have for our lives, Jesus. We are so hungry to see signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord, truly who we are in you, God. See, come forth, Lord. I just ask that our family members get strengthened, God, in their spots where they are weak, Lord, that they get strengthened in their identity and their destiny, God. Let no enemy or deception take hold of their hearts right now, Jesus. Thank you so much that you are building a strong body of Christ, God. That we don't have to be submissive to this culture, God. That we can come in agreement with your spirit and start getting led and being guided by your spirit, Lord. Thank you so much that you are building up, Lord. That your spirit is not a spirit of weariness, but your spirit is full of strength, God, of courage, Lord. That no matter what every season looks like, we can carry it out. We can be real and we can be raw about it. We can look at it in the face. We can overcome it and we can keep on going forward. Holy Spirit, we just release your presence right now in our city. We release your presence right now all over this place, God. Thank you so much that your promises are good, Lord. We just completely put our faith and our hope on your promises, God. We put our faith and our hope in your name, in Jesus. We put our trust in you right now, Jesus, because that's what truly matters, Lord. It truly matters for us is to completely completely trust you, rely on you with all that we have, God. When we don't understand, when we are confused, when we are scared, we can just trust you and we can let go of everything else, Lord. I just ask that you lead right now, that you lead every single heart right now into that fresh river, Lord, that we can drink of your spirit right now. We can get refilled, we can get recharged, God, and we can just enjoy your presence like never before, Lord. Thank you so much that your kingdom, it comes like that flood, but it all starts with your presence. When you walk into the room, completely the atmosphere changes and completely the whole kingdom is there in that moment. Holy Spirit, we just ask that I already know that you are in this place, Lord. I just ask that every single body part that is in this place, every single son and daughter that is here, Lord, get in tune to you, God, so we can just give you glory, so we can come in agreement in one voice, in unison, into praise and in giving you glory, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Move all over this place, God. Move all over our lives, all over our hearts right now, Lord. You are so faithful. You are so good. For building us up right now. For building us up right now, Lord. As individual and as a body of Christ, Lord. Keep on building us up, God. Keep on building us up, Lord. Keep on building us up, even right now, God. Keep on shifting our thought patterns, Lord, so we can start seeing your ways in our lives, God. So we can start taking action and keep on moving with you, God. One foot at a time, one step at a time. We can truly building and releasing, Papa, your kingdom on this earth, Lord. Your kingdom on this earth, Lord. Your kingdom on this earth, Lord. We take action and we see your spirit moving. We take action and we see the manifestation of your supernatural reality, Papa, all over us, God. Thank you so much that we don't have to have the spirit of fear. We don't have to be afraid of anything, Papa. That we can just be overcoming, Papa, and moving forward with you and sinking in line with you, God. Thank you so much, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you for your blood that it purifies us, that it sets us free. Every single time we encounter you in a deeper way, it sets us free. 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 Papa, thank you for the blood of your son. Thank you for his perfect will. That he just came in agreement with your heart's desires. He came in agreement with heaven. And it was hard for him to overcome. Overcome. Overcome and go to that cross and lay out all of our sins, lay down all of our struggles, pay the ultimate price for every single one of us. Thank you so much, Papa, that you were with Jesus every step of the way when he was on his way to that cross. We acknowledge you right now, Jesus, like never before. We acknowledge you, my King, right now like never before. It is so precious what you did for us on the cross. We struggle in the little smallest detail of our life. You completely sacrificed your life for us so we can live in freedom, so we can be completely set free, so we can believe in you, so we can build and have and live in your kingdom, Papa, even on this earth, that we don't have to be submitted to no religion. We don't have to be submitted politically. We don't have to be submitted to nothing but only you, Jesus. Thank you so much that that cross was literally the beginning for us. It was the end point of the Old Testament and the old ways, but it was the beginning for us. We just acknowledge that. Holy Spirit, I just literally, I see it so clearly. That cross, that blood being shed for us. I just want to step into that right now as a body, as a ministry. I want to step into that and under that right now, under that cross, Papa. Under the moment of repentance, we are completely your children. We leave and we leave our whole lives completely. Whatever it looked like yesterday, we completely leave it behind us, Papa. We just want to focus right now on right here and right now what you are doing, and we want to start walking forward, Papa. I just ask right now that you release clarity right now what you are doing in a moment, Lord. There are past experiences. We don't have to struggle in believing. We don't have to struggle in walking forward. We don't have to struggle in running after you, God. We don't have to struggle because you have already done it. Your blood shed has already done it on that cross, Bob. We just come in agreement with it and we flow with it right now. Holy Spirit, thank you so much that the veil was torn, that we have access, that no matter what kind of deception people are facing right now, that blood has conquered it all. We have access to Papa, to throne right now. We have access to your love right now. Thank you so much for that, Holy Spirit. I just ask if there are unbelievers that are listening and hearing me right now, that their heart would be opened up to you right now, Holy Spirit, to get an encounter with you and your love, Jesus. Because that is the end game. When we taste and we see, nothing else matters. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for revealing Jesus to us. Thank you so much for revealing the cross and the blood, what he has done for us, Lord. Thank you so much for just wooing us into the place, into the secret place of intimacy with you, God. Thank you so much that your love is so real, God. And it is hard to avoid it. It is hard to be ignorant with it, but only to submit it and just be with you, God. Thank you so much that wisdom overflows from you, that relationship overflows from you, God, that even physical abilities and skills, it all overflows from your presence and for your love for us, God. Thank you so much that you have first been faithful to us, and now we can be faithful to you, Papa. Not being afraid, but just stepping out and walking out your kingdom, your love, Papa. If we can put it into practice, that Christianity is not a church-going thing. Christianity is a lifestyle, and Christianity is truly a relationship with you, God. Thank you so much for taking us from glory to glory, Lord. Over the years, you showing your presence, you showing your face, God, how real you are, how good you are, Papa. I'm only covering the gap for this next generation, Lord. I'm only that bridge. I want to see you move mountains, God, to this next generation. I really want to see you manifest in what you have been preparing for them, Lord. Thank you so much that you are just shifting that and just changing this click and this shift in their hearts, Lord. Just change the switch in their heart right now so they will get set on fire, Lord. They get set on fire for you, Jesus. They get set on fire for you, God. Just spend time in your word. Spend time in your presence, God. Whatever that looks like in the moment, Lord. That they don't have to waste their lives on video games. They don't have to waste their lives on pornography. They can be in your presence. They can start seeing, just looking at themselves from a perspective, from just like a third lens, God, and they can start seeing their lives completely changed and shifted because you are a good God. You know best how to change us. You know best how to deliver us. You know best how to make something out of our lives, God. Thank you so much that you are so big, that you are so real, God. Thank you so much that you are faithful. You never leave us, God. You are always there. I just really want to release your presence all over our cities right now. I just ask that your light, God, penetrates every single dark spot and every single darkness, Papa, all over our cities, Lord. I just ask that every single injustice, Papa, in a government, Papa, here in our state, be exposed, Lord, and cleansed out, Lord. Let your justice, Papa, you're a good judge. Let your justice come forth, Lord. We are your kids, and we ask, Papa, and we pray that we be led, Lord. Our cities, Lord, our nation be led by your people, God. People that are believing, people that are completely sold out to you, people that are there to serve people and there to serve you, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. for letting us taste and really see what it looks like, God, that we will not agree for anything less of what it looks like, anything else that anybody else offers us, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your fire, God, that is bubbling within us, Lord. That hunger, God, we cannot go a day without you. We cannot go a day without you. Thinking what is in your heart, like meditating and pondering your thoughts and your ways and what you are doing with our lives, full of curiosity for tomorrow, full of joy in a moment, full of peace in our hearts and in our minds, because we know who you are, we know how big you are. For your presence, thank you so much for your spirit, God. Father, I ask that you would fall on every single heart, God. Every single heart watching at home, every single heart here, God. And I just ask for an encounter with Jesus, for a face-to-face encounter with Jesus. For every single one of us. I just ask, God, that you would hijack this moment, God. That we would see you face to face, God. That we would see you face to face and be caught up in a moment with you, God. Where everything goes away, where the people go away, God. And it's just you and us, Jesus. God, we want you so much, Jesus. We are so desperate for you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, God. And we thank you that you want to be with us so much. That you love to be with us. That you long to be with us. That you have filled and saturated this moment with your presence. Because all we need is you right now, God. All we need is you tonight, God. All we need is you tonight. All we really need in life, God. All we really need in life is you, Jesus. Is your presence, is your love, Jesus. This thing isn't worth it without you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We love you. We want you. We want you. Catch us up in this moment. Jesus. All we really need is you, Jesus. We're so undone by your presence, Jesus. We're so undone by your love. With your love again, Jesus. Those that haven't had it in a while, God, those that haven't found you in a while, I just ask that you would wrap your arms around every single person, Holy Spirit, that you would just embrace and saturate and fill every being, God. Beloved, we love you. Future. Every part of our lives, we give it to you.
fire. Send down new fire. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let the kingdom of God come down. Let it rain down like never before. God, we're so in love with you. We're so in love with you, God. Just in awe of how much you can give us, how much love you have for us in your heart. We want more of you. Second, even if we can't feel you, if we can't hear you or see you, you're still there, working behind the scenes, doing what we can't do. We thank you, God. Surrender to you. To surrender our will. We want your will to be done, not ours. We want what you want.
pops right now. I see it and I feel it really deep inside of my heart right now. Moms and pops, you have spiritual authority over your kids. I feel like literally every single mama and papa right now in this place, let's release a roar for our kids right now. That our kids, you know it or you don't know it, they feel our support in the spirit. They literally feel our support. Let's pray for them. Let's build them up in the spirit right now. Let's give the right to Holy Spirit to start ministering to their hearts. Start protecting them right now, you guys. Let's raise up the roars of our hearts right now. Who can understand me right now? For our Russian-speaking moms and pop, let's pray for our kids, please. Let's truly, because like they are the next generation. They're going to get up on what we have built, and they're going to keep on carrying the kingdom of heaven. They are going to be right after us. Let not the enemy take your kids. It all starts with prayer. I'm a product of it. If it wasn't for prayers, I wouldn't be who I am today. So let's ask for God right now to release the roar through our hearts right now. Through like, just release it from your spirit right now. Let's fight for our kids right now. They need our support. If your family is okay and your kids are good, let's pray for the family that you know that is struggling, that need our help right now. Let's release it. Holy Spirit, I just ask right now that you move on this next generation, God. You only see our kids right now. You gave me a heart of a father, Lord. I love my kids. I love my youth, God. When they are going through something, I ache. I literally think about them. I always glorify your name that you have gifted them to me, Lord. I just ask, Papa, that all depression be broken off of them right now, Lord. I really ask right now that you move in your glory on their lives right now. You only know the ways, Papa. When we think some of them are in a dead end zone, God, that they are completely broken or lost or in pain or injured or whatever it looks like, God, you always have a way to minister into their hearts, to love on them, to sow a seed of goodness, of faithfulness, God. I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you just take over their hearts right now. That you completely come into their hearts right now and just minister to them right now. Just wash them with your blood right now, Jesus. All their past experiences, if they have given up on themselves, God, you never give up. You never give up, Papa. Let the enemy's lies be broken off of their hearts right now, off of their minds, Papa. Let these shackles, Papa, let these chains be broken off of our kids right now. I want to stand the gap right now. I want to intercede for every single young person that hears me in this house and then worldwide. Papa, I just ask right now that your presence comes all over them right now, Jesus. Your presence comes and it breaks out every single demonic stronghold, every single lie off of their heart right now. We want to stand right now as a body. We want to stand as parents and the responsibility that you have given us and entrusted us with your kids, Papa, with your beautiful hearts and your souls, Lord. We want to stand the gap right now. We want to cry out to you, Abba, come. Come, let your fire, Papa, come on their lives right now. Let it consume every single wicked thing that is not supposed to be there, Papa. Let it consume all inaction, Papa. Let it consume every single nasty thing that is hiding in them. They think they can hide. They can't hide from you. They can't hide from your love, God. They can't hide from what you have prepared for them, Lord. We want to stand the gap, Jesus. We want to stand the gap because we want to be successful, Papa. We want to be successful. We want to see them walking out your will for their life, God. We want to see them happy, rejoicing, God. We want to see them rejoicing, Papa, because when we are in your will, when we are walking out what is in your heart, God, we are the happiest creatures on this planet, Papa. Thank you so much for them, Jesus. Thank you so much for them, God. Thank you that you are preparing their hearts, Papa. Even if they don't understand in a moment, Lord, I just release this, grab hold of this right now, Lord. That grab hold of this, young people that you are, when, the ones that are hearing me right now, grab hold of this. Just grab hold of this seed and put it deep into your heart. That it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to make sense what it looks like. All you have to do is just from the bottom of your heart, submit and give your life to Him. Everything else He will take care of it. He will foresee your every step. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it will look like from season to season. season. He will foresee it. He will always be with you. He will always lead you. You will always get up victorious. His seed will always spring forth within you. His word will always spring forth within you. Don't ever be afraid to run towards Him. When you are scared, when you fall, you think it's over, run towards Him. It's only the beginning of something completely bigger and newer, God. I just want to release hope and faith into their hearts like never before, God. Let all lies be completely dissolved out of them, Papa. Let all atmospheres that are not of You over their lives, Papa, be completely dissolved, Papa. Let them be walking in the cloud of Your glory. Let them be walking in Your presence, God, feeling You, knowing You, and on fire, but for You, chasing You in their lives, Lord. In their lives, Papa, I just ask that You put a burden on every single parent, Papa, in this place and that is hearing Me, Papa. Put a burden of parenthood, Lord, that they will intercede and stand for their kids and their seed. That will not be complacent. They will not be ignorant. They will not push it out. They will not think that everything will just happen on its own. It will not. You gave us mouthpiece. You gave us Your spirit. You gave us Your word. And we can start building up people around us and this next generation and our kids. Holy Spirit, thank You so much for these moments right now that You are releasing. There is nothing more beautiful than a parent, a mom and a pop standing in prayer for their kid and their child. There is nothing more beautiful than that. Giving the child an opportunity to live in God's presence. Thank You so much, Papa. Thank You so much, Papa, that You are raising up. That You are raising up. That we can be running faster. We can be stronger. We can be full of Your courage, Papa. Because we work together. Every single generation we work together. And all the lies and schemes of the enemy will not put us, deceive us, or steal time from us. The most precious thing that we have on this planet is time. Given by You. We don't know when we're gonna go. We do not. But every single breath that we have, every single minute that we have on this earth, Papa, it's such a privilege. Thank You so much. Thank You so much, God. Ministering right now to every heart. Thank You for loving on this young generation, God, for encountering them, Lord. For teaching them, God. For teaching them when there is nobody in their lives or around them, that You can teach them, Holy Spirit. You can just whisper the words of wisdom into their hearts, and that You are just putting courage into their hearts to believe You and to walk out Your ways. Jesus, I want to give You glory, God, for what You are doing with us. Jesus, thank You so much. That we are Your kids, that we belong to You. Jesus, thank You so much that You're activating our hearts and our lives to share Your word, open up the doors to evangelism, Papa, to share Your love and Your goodness with this world and people around us. Thank You for never forsaking us, God. You are the breath and the bread of life. You are the one that sustains us.
Let's go.
I just ask that your kingdom principles be revealed to us more and more, God, even this year and in this season, God. How to live and operate in a family your way, God. How to live and operate in our businesses your way, God. How to live and operate in church your way, God. How to be one solid, united body of Christ, God. Not selfish and completely scattered in our own little world, God, but how to literally unite together and work together, God, serving and loving on one another, Lord, with what we have and who we are, with our abilities, God, and our capabilities, Lord, and resources that we have. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, God, that you are rebirthing the fresh fire that the ones that lost it, Lord, rebirth it and rekindle it again. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Prayer. So you guys, if you know somebody in here that needs a prayer, please, let's moms and pops, давайте руки просто возьмем и положим на наших детей, пожалуйста. Мамы и папы, будем молиться за них, потому что им надо силу. Даже если дети, которые они не здесь, но они нуждаются в молитве, вы знаете, эти родители здесь, просто давайте реально come in agreement right now, и тоже на них помолимся. Whatever Holy Spirit is doing right now, I just see it really clearly. So if we can do that right now in a couple minutes, I mean, let's do that. Let's literally, it's still there. I have a feeling that some kid somewhere, or maybe two, they literally need a prayer right now. A prayer that will like make a solid life decision. Either they're gonna go completely one way or they're gonna go completely the other direction. And this prayer that needs to take place, that is still like heavy on my heart and on me right now, they still need to be there. If you see a young person nearby, or even young people, lay hands on each other and let's pray for one another and just release God's presence all over each other, you guys. Please, let's do that as a body and come in agreement with that. Holy Spirit, I just ask right now for your protection. That needs it the most right now, God. I just ask that your presence comes all over them right now and strengthens them, God, and opens up their eyes right now. Opens up their eyes to you, to your presence, to your goodness. Holy Spirit, you know best what is happening in the background. Now we just want to be obedient to you and completely submit to your move right now. Holy Spirit, we just ask right now for your protection. We ask for your love right now. We ask for your peace right now. We ask right now for your presence, most of all, to be with them, to be with them and in them right now, God. Thank you so much. So much love. Shakora la baba kaskita nara la baba baba. your presence, God. Presence to fall, Lord, in freedom and your peace, God. We just ask for a solution right now to fall into their heart and into their mind right now so they have a different option, God. Freedom right now and protection. I just release right now.
For your peace.
not going to have our kids. He's not going to have our kids of this next generation. He's not. Thank you for being our intercessor, Jesus, and standing with us in these gaps. And give us wisdom to be there in the right time. I literally felt really heavy that whatever is happening, they needed prayer. We needed to come in agreement and pray. Anybody want to share a vision or anything they had? They feel like doing it? We do this really rare, but I love these moments because sometimes it's like either confirmation or inspiration or something else. Okay, you guys, have a blessed weekend, and we will see you Sunday. No? Announcements, есть какие-то? Ничего? Okay, enjoy you guys' families, your time together, and let's hang out right now.